This meeting is now being recorded.
All right, so it sounds like we're hearing beeps as we go. With that, Cottrell, I'm going to ask you to go ahead and take roll.
Okay, Judge Conklin.
I'm here.
One moment. Okay, Ms. Bartleton?
Here.
Mr. Finke?
I'm here.
Judge Gabe?
Here.
Mr. Harrigan?
Yes, I'm here.
One moment.
I've got the list here. I can keep going with the control if that helps. You there?
My computer is trying to crash.
Okay, Judge Jackson, are you with us? Judge Marginis?
Oh.
All right, Mike Planet. Mike, have you been able to make it? All right, Linda Ramirez-Soles.
Hello.
Linda, are you
I'm here,
on?
Judge. I'm here, Judge.
Thank you. Brian Taylor, you're on?
Yes.
And David Yamasaki?
Yes, I'm on.
Kerry Jackson's on.
Great. Thanks, Judge. Okay, so we have a quorum, so we go ahead and get started. So I'm just going through some quick logistics. Everybody knows this is an open meeting. It's being recorded. There's no public comment received, as far as I know. Is that correct, Cottrell?
That is correct.
All right. Now, I know it's a little bit difficult because these meetings move along at a pretty good clip. So while typically we mute, at this point I think I'm going to ask everybody just to sort of keep their lines open. I know there's some traffic noise in the background, but I think we can still get through this. So we have to consider before us today, we have, and everybody's familiar with this process, if there's any participating county on the line who has not participated in this before, our general procedure is we bring up your request. I ask the committee members if they have any questions about your request. If there's no committee members, then I generally call for a vote. If anybody would like to make a comment, you're obviously welcome to make that comment, but I assure you the committee members have reviewed the material, and these are great packages that are put together. So the way they're put together, they're intended to give the committee members the information they need to consider your request. I don't mean to dissuade you from speaking, but I do mean to say some counties don't even participate because they're unable to. So we take new requests first. So I'm going to turn first to the request from San Mateo. It's for $1,660,000. And as a general summary, it relates to their request for ongoing obligations related to building and furniture. Is San Mateo on the line?
Yes, we are.
San Mateo, did you want to supplement your request in any way beyond your written material?
No, we're fine with the way it is.
Great, Stephen, thanks. And is there any committee member that has any concerns or questions to San Mateo?
No, this is Dale. Based on the submission, I'd like to make approval.
All right, so David Yamasaki moved, and I heard a second. Was that who? Second, Kim? Great.
Yeah,
it's been moved and seconded that San Mateo's request for $1,660,000 be approved. Any objection to the request? Hearing none, I'm deeming that unanimous. Oh, I'm sorry.
Judge, this is Kevin Harrigan. There's a construction component on the request, and I just wanted to get clarification and to make sure that, or to see if a CFR was considered, and I just didn't know if there was any other additional information related to the avenue that was chosen on this.
Stephen?
Well, the fund, the county is actually going to do all the work. So then as part of the deal, it's a larger part of a larger deal whereby the court is, as indicated in the application, we're giving up our traffic annex, which is right adjacent to the main Hall of Justice. So in exchange, the county is going to vacate some of the buildings, office space that they occupy currently in the Hall of Justice. And in those offices that are going to vacate, they're going to build a couple of courtrooms, a conference room. They're going to put in a replacement traffic clerk's office. And so they're going to do all the work, construction work. All the monies that we're obligated to pay them is $1 million to do all that work. And then there's $666,000. That's our estimate for all the furniture, the new furniture we'll need. That's not going to be provided by the county, because in terms of the judges, the bench and all that, they're going to provide that. That's part of the $1 million, and but the rest of the furniture is for the clerks. That's what the court's obligation.
Kevin, did that satisfy your concern?
Yes, I think it does.
Great. So it's been moved and seconded. Any further questions or concerns about the request from San Mateo? Any objection to the request from any committee member? Hearing no objection, I'm deeming the San Mateo request unanimously approved. Stephen, if you could hang on the line for us, I want to take the next new request before we come back to your amended request. Thank you. And I believe Sutter's on the line?
Yes.
All right. We're moving to Sutter's $50,000 request related to technology. Is there a motion concerning Sutter's request?
This is Linda. I move approval.
Okay. So Judge Gabe moved approval. Can I deem yours, Linda, as a second to Judge Gabe's motion?
Yes. Thank you.
Moved and seconded. Any questions or discussion concerning Sutter's $50,000 request? Hearing none, is there any objection to the motion which has been seconded to approve Sutter's request of $50,000? Hearing no objection, I'm going to deem Sutter's request unanimously approved. Likewise, Sutter, if you could hang with us for a minute, I'm going to move to the amended request. Kern, are you on the phone? Has Kern joined us? All right, it doesn't look like Kern is on the phone, but that's not unusual. We take these requests without the court necessarily having to participate unless there's such a concern that we need to hear from them. So I'm going to move to Kern's amended request. This is related to their ongoing CMS and Tyler. Now, if I understand this correctly, Cottrell, their current request is $677,378, and the new amount is $676,688. Is that correct?
That's correct.
So is this actually a reduction to their first request or additional?
It's a reduction.
Okay, so it's actually a reduction. With that in mind, I'm going to invite a motion first to Kern's amended request reducing.
Yamasaki moves approval.
Okay, Yamasaki moves approval. I'm going to deem Judge Gabe's motion as a second. It's been moved to approve that Kern's amended request, which is actually a reduction of approximately $1,000, be approved. Any request, but Kern's not on the phone. Does any committee member have a concern about this?
No.
All right, then, therefore, is there any objection to Kern's amended request? Hearing none, I'm going to deem Kern's request unanimously approved. Thank you, Kern, if you're listening in. And now, Stephen, we're going to bring you back on your amended request of $500,000. So as I'm interpreting this, you're asking to increase your current amount of $250,000 up to $500,000 related to facilities. Is that correct?
No, in addition to. You want to add an additional $500,000.
So it's an addition to your $250,000 that was previously approved.
Right, but although it turned out to be $208,000. So the $250,000 was approved, but it turned out that our balance that was above the 1% cap was $208,000. So that was what was reduced from our allocation.
Okay. So let's engage in discussion here. Is there a motion for the purpose of discussion to approve San Mateo's amended request of $500,000?
This is Kim Bartleson. I have a question. Why would the amended request not come in showing what the total amount is rather than piecemeal?
The total amount to do the project?
No, the amended request, you said this was in addition to what's already been approved. And
yes.
We just dealt with a couple, another amended request, which was what the entire total was, not adding a second component to it. So my question is, should the amended request reflect the total of what you want versus just two separate requests?
Oh, it's possible we may have filled it incorrectly. So yeah, I don't know the answer. Our intent was to add an additional $500,000, not to increase it up to $500,000. So I guess maybe Cottrell could clarify for us.
Yeah, we also interpreted it as increasing by $250,000. So, but it sounds like you're saying it should be an increase of an additional $500,000, correct? So instead of $500,000, $750,000?
Well, yeah, it was actually would be increased to 708,000 because the amount that was taken away was 208. So I don't know. I mean, in terms of what was actually, because we had to submit an amended request from our initial request of 250, but then the actual was 208. So there was an amendment to that. So we want to increase it by another 500,000 to $708,000 total.
And you've spent the 208, right?
No, we haven't. We're still saving up.
Okay, so you want to increase your 200, just so we're all clear, and I guess if a judge, I would interpret this as a motion for interlineation to say, okay, so your amended request now is $708,000.
Yes.
Okay. Kim, did that clear up your concern?
Yes, it makes it clear what they want.
All right, so, Cottrell, what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask that the application was submitted be amended. So the requested amount is now, so we're all clear, $708,000 related to the 1% holdback for San Mateo.
Okay.
Okay? So with that, is there a motion to approve?
Kim,
this is Linda. I move. Oh, sorry.
So I heard Linda move to approve, and Kim, can I interpret yours as a second?
Absolutely.
Moved and approved that now the amended request of San Mateo of $708,000 be approved. Is there any further discussion? And hearing no further discussion, is there any opposition to the request? Hearing none, I'm going to deem the amended request by interlineation for $708,000 for San Mateo approved. Thank you. And finally, Sutter, let's address that with yours as well, Sutter, to clarify. So your amended request is $2,889, but your current amount was $60,000. So similar to San Mateo, are you requesting to increase your $60,840 by that amount, or are you decreasing it to that amount?
No, we're decreasing by $57,951. So there's only going to be $2,889 left.
Okay. So now that that's been clarified, initially, for discussion purposes, I'll make the motion to approve that. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Terry Jackson.
So is there any further discussion on the amended request reducing the 1% holdback from $60,840 down to $2,889? Hearing none, any opposition to that request? And hearing none, Sutter, thank you. Your request to reduce your holdback down to $2,889 is approved.
Thank you.
So in my typical fashion, moving too quickly, I forgot to ask for a motion to approve the minutes. Is there a motion to approve the minutes from our last meeting?
Bartleson.
So moved, Yamasaki.
Bartleson approves, Yamasaki second. Any opposition to the motion to approve? Any opposition to the motion to approve the minutes? Minutes are deemed approved.
Okay.
Cottrell, is there any more business for our committee today?
No, that's it.
All right, you guys are great. We got that done in 12 minutes, and I thank you all. Obviously, these meetings are brief because of the quality of the submissions. Thank you all so much. We have no further business. We are adjourned. Continue to travel safely, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Control, thanks again for your work. Really appreciate it. Bye-bye.
No problem. Thank you. Bye-bye. I'm like, Judge, you're forgetting your pool.
Well, that's what you did.
The host has left the meeting. So at this time, the meeting will come to an end. Thank you, and goodbye.